Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So as we know, Post Malone was at the halftime show for Christmas with Beyonce, right? So he was down in Houston. So on Christmas Eve, he decided he was going to belly up to a bar and hang out for a little while. And after he drank his fill, he got his tab, paid it, and he tipped the bartender $20,000.
What?
I was not expecting you to go there with that story.
Well, I know. With
unlike
all
the guy that he sings with.
Yeah, throwing chairs and stuff, but...
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so apparently the bartender's name was Renee Brown. She's a single mother. She had to work on Christmas Eve because apparently her and her 9-year-old daughter had lost everything in August. So it was kind of a cool thing he did. He showed up, had a good talk with her, and gave her $20,000.
So he determined that through speaking with her. She spilled her guts to him.
I'm
that
sure.
She was down on her
Post
luck.
Post Malone's pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
He's got the tattoos on
all
his face.
Over his face.
I'm just saying, you think she's like, hey, if I tell him my story, maybe.
I bet it was better than that. I bet he was just talking to her, and he said, what are you doing here on Christmas Eve? And she said, oh, well, here's the deal. So this is how I'm making it better in my head. But
maybe
I think that's sweet.
Could have just given her some advice, like if you just had more tattoos on your face, life would be better.
Yes, that's
well,
the takeaway.
No, thank you for ruining that story.
Thank you, Post Malone, for doing that.
He can sing.
How's the guy's back? Didn't he fall into a hole when he was
here
performing?
Yeah,
here
he did.
In St. Louis? Yeah, I thought
it's
so.
Like a lot of stars
he was the
falling
first,
into holes on
He was
stages.
The first one, though.
Did he was the first. He, like, broke a rib when he did
I think
yes,
he did.
I thought he got back up and performed the rest of the show.
He did finish the show.
Yeah, that's impressive.
With the broken rib.
See, look, he's one of the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Until next week when we find out he's not. Zendaya and Tom Holland are engaged, as confirmed by TMZ. They are the first to report it. They reported that Holland proposed over the holidays at one of Zendaya's family homes. Sources say Holland had been eager to propose for a while, knowing that she was the one. The couple shared the news with friends around New York, but plan to take their time before actually getting married, focusing on their busy work.
Then Carl, did you hear the Nikki Glaser joke to Zendaya during the Golden Globes?
Possibly.
She kind of nailed that when she goes, Zendaya, you were so good in Dune, I woke up. Only when you were on screen.
It was pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she wore the ring on the red carpet, so they're not really keeping it that secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I thought she was a singer.
She is a singer.
She was at one point.
So she acts now, too.
She's a triple threat.
The greatest showman. She did a beautiful job in
her first show was a Disney show where she sang.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But go ahead.
So I wasn't wrong, kind of.
No.
You're right.
No, you're right.
Good segue, Carl. Speaking of Disney, they and Fubo, I'm going to say Fubo, I apologize. Fubo TV announced plans to merge their live TV streaming businesses, combining Hulu Plus Live TV and Fubo TV. This deal is approved, if approved, would create the second largest digital TV service with over 6 million subscribers, majority owned by Disney. If also clears, this will clear the way for Disney, ESPN, Warner Brothers, Discovery, and Fox to launch their Venue Sports, which is a delayed $43 per month streaming service featuring major live sporting leagues.
My grandson just wants to know when Mufasa is going to be available on his TV now that he's seen it in the theater. He keeps asking his mom, when can we watch that at TV?
Well, show him some better movies.
They're not making any money on it in the theater.
Probably soon then.
Yeah.
Meta Platforms has appointed UFC CEO Dana White, former Microsoft executive Charlie Songhurst, and European investor John Elkann to its board, expanding it to 13 members. CEO Mark Zuckerberg praised the new directors for their expertise in AI wearables, I guess fashion.
And fighting?
And human connection. I guess that's Dana White's.
Okay.
White is a vocal supporter of Donald Trump, and he joins as Meta strengthens its ties to the incoming Trump administration, or they're trying to
grease the skids
there.
Yeah.
There you go.
No doubt about it.
This one, sorry about this if you're eating. The New World Screw Worm, which is called NWS, it's a flesh-eating parasite. It's been eradicated from the U.S. in the 60s. It's been detected again in southern Mexico, raising fears of its return. It was found in a cow near the Guatemala border, and it's spreading through its larvae, which burrow into wounds, feeding on living tissue and causing severe damage or death to livestock, wildlife, pets, and humans. Now, the cases have surged from 25 to over 6,500 in 2023, spreading to Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and now Mexico. And U.S. officials are urging vigilance along the southern Texas border. We know how that's going
to
go.
What are you supposed to how are you supposed to be vigilant about
can
that?
Can they get here in
Please
13
tell
days?
I guess seeing if people have
if
giant
If I go to Mexico,
wounds.
What should I do?
How many cows
Look
are
around
crossing
for
the
them?
Border?
Lots of cows, Carl.
Okay. Yeah. Baby,
we have a catch and release program, Carl, for cows.
They can live a better life over
I
here.
I see lots of migrants crossing the border. I don't see any cows.
Well, hopefully they don't have it either.
Thanks,
I think
Joe
that's
Biden.
What they're saying.
But we don't test them, so how would we know?
They're moving on up.
13 days.
Nailed
no.
it.
Come on
I,
now. That
I'll
was
give
funny.
It to you.
Thank you.
13 days, and then we won't have to worry about that anymore. We're shutting that border down, baby, from those infected cows, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.